Hello, this is a recording. This is the Reverend Bryony Taylor. You've got through to our phone version of a church service. So what I'm going to be doing is putting up part of our service each Sunday that you can dial in. So well done for calling the number and getting through to us. So my sermon from last Sunday was on the story of the raising of Lazarus. So you may wish to read that story in your Bible in John chapter 11. So here comes the sermon. Our gospel reading today is an amazing narrative, a story of a death of a friend, a funeral without comfort, a sealing up of the tomb to avoid contamination. The parallels with our own experiences around the world at this present time were not lost on me. It's a story of seeming helplessness. We hear it in Martha and Mary's words, "If you'd been here, he wouldn't have died." How often we have said the same words to God, "Where are you, God?" The three things I want to say today about this are firstly that Jesus is the human face of God. If we want to know what God is like, we look to the person of Jesus Christ. In this account, we see Jesus moved to tears. We hear that the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. In the face of death, and particularly the death of a friend, Jesus weeps. He doesn't only weep, but he is moved to anger, that emotion most of us experience when we grieve. Jesus, and therefore God, weeps with us when we weep, is angry with us at death and loss. Jesus does not stand aloof from grief. He sees his friend Mary crying and he weeps with her. That is what Jesus is doing with us now, as we see loss happening all around us. Jesus weeps with us. Secondly, Jesus meets us where we are. Look at how he treats Mary and her sister Martha differently. He knows what they need. He knows Martha is ready for a debate, and he answers her questions where she is looking for answers. He knows Mary is too upset to even come out of the house, and sends her a gentle message for her to come to him. And when she cries, Jesus cries with her. Jesus always meets us where we are. We don't have to put on any airs and graces for Jesus. He knows us intimately and knows just what we need, especially when we are bereaved. Jesus meets us where we are. Thirdly, the resurrection is real. That is why this account is laid out by John in his Gospel. It is, of course, a foreshadowing of the resurrection of Jesus himself, and so that is why we hear this reading before Holy Week begins. Our hope as Christians is not wishful thinking. It is based on the fact of the resurrection of Jesus. At every funeral I take, I say the words of Jesus, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." In our gospel reading, Jesus says to Martha, "Do you believe this?" And I say this to you, do you believe this? Now you may find it hard to answer yes to this, I sometimes do, but it is the absolute foundation of our faith. Without the resurrection, our faith is worth nothing. So say yes with me and Martha today. Yes, we believe. We believe in the resurrection of the dead and the life everlasting. We believe that God can do the impossible. We believe that hopeless situations can be full of hope if we trust in God. We can say this because we know that Jesus weeps with us and meets us where we are. Now, a little girl this week sent me a beautiful picture of this story, and she's called Monica. She's 5 years old. And on her picture of Mary and Martha and Jesus and Lazarus, she included a great big green heart, and she told me that she'd drawn that for people who have died. I don't think she realised that she'd done a little sermon in her picture. This is a sign that the resurrection is true for all those who have died, all of our loved ones. This story of the raising of Lazarus is a reminder that the resurrection is real, and we will all be raised with Christ. So let us remember that as we face the difficult days to come, and as we walk the way of the cross with Jesus. Amen. Just going to finish now with the collect for Passion Sunday. Most merciful God, who by the death and resurrection of your Son Jesus Christ delivered and saved the world, grant that by faith in him who suffered on the cross, we may triumph in the power of his victory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God now and for ever. Amen.